Among Us. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. Well, folks, we weren't supposed to meet this way. We were supposed to launch Season 16 today, with the Trucker Special Part 2. But as things often go, things didn't go as planned. Late last week, we lost our companion, Annabelle. Longtime listeners may recall me talking about my furry feline assistant, Annie. She put in almost as many hours in the studio as I did. Well, last fall she began to get sick, and by January we discovered it was cancer. So of course we did anything and everything her doctors recommended. But despite all our efforts, the cancer returned last month, and she lost her battle with that vile and disgusting disease. So we decided to postpone the season premiere by 1 week. As you can imagine, it's difficult to get into the spooky mood with a broken heart. And a huge thank you to everyone that reached out with their condolences. We really do appreciate that. And there sure were a lot of you. But as we have to remember after the loss of anyone, life must go on. And as they say in the business, so does the show. And I actually have a few urgent things that I need to share with you as well. So if you'll allow me, I'll get that out of the way and move you right along to some content. Now, if you live in or near Omaha, Nebraska, listen up. This Saturday, October 7th, there'll be a special screening of Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in Omaha, Nebraska. The screening will be emceed by the hosts of Paranormal Dads and is part of the Alamo's Drafthouse of Horrors event that they have going on for the month of October. Now, you can get tickets in advance at BorregoTriangle.com, and there's also a link in the show notes. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, hop in the car, head on out to Omaha, and let us know what you think of our little film. And finally, we're fully stocked on all three different Halloween t-shirt designs over in the Monsters Among Us shop. I know a lot of you have been writing in and asking. Just go to monstersamonguspodcast.com and hit the shop tab. Our new long sleeve t-shirt featuring my girl Annabelle should be restocked by mid next week. So keep an eye out on our social media. We'll announce when those are available again. Now, as I promised, let's get some content flowing your way. Now, please enjoy this special, unnumbered Beyond episode, previously found exclusively on Patreon, from March 17th, 2023. The See Through the Eyelids special. And yes, it's just as weird as it sounds. Good evening and welcome to Monsters Among Us Beyond. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. Good evening, Monster Squad. It's been a spell since we last spoke, and between you and me, I've missed you guys. So in the interest of getting this thing started, let me tell you about tonight's programming. Back in June of 2022, I played an anonymous entry from a gentleman that claimed he could see his bedroom with his eyes closed Now for context, here is that call in full.
Yes. Sometimes while I'm sleeping, I can see through my eyelids into the room I'm sleeping in perfect clarity. Don't know how this is possible, but I never heard it before. I wanted to tell you first and see what the subscribers have to say. There's some things that I just can't explain. And when I wake up, I feel like a different person. I guess that's the worst part of them all. Because when I look through my eyelids when I'm sleeping, it's like, I guess, a different dimension or the same one in a different perspective. And I would like to really, really know if anyone else goes through these, how can I say, when you look through your own eyelids while you're sleeping and see the room that you're in 3D. There's no shadow men. There's no distortion at all. Perfect clarity. I would really, really like to know if someone else experiences this. My God, I'm sounding so stupid right now. But yes, I know someone else does. It's just something they haven't expressed yet. Just like me. I'm expressing it to you for the first time in my whole life. All right. Please, throw this out there for me. And if someone else can relate to what I expressed to you, I sleep a whole lot better. As a matter of fact, I know it's going to happen to me tonight. While I'm sleeping, I'm going to see through my eyelids to the room that I'm in. All right, Derek. Thanks.
Now, like most of the stories I share, I assume that appearance on that season 19 episode was the end of it. Well, as it turns out, that's anything but the truth. Now, for those that haven't been following our Instagram, we got about 9 feet of snow in a week here in the mountains a couple weeks ago. So a lot of the work that I planned on doing this break got put on the back shelf, replaced with hours and hours of shoveling. But between those snow shoveling sessions, I did manage to process some 500 new calls from the hotline. And in doing so, I've uncovered a dozen or so submissions pertaining to this particular call. Now, apparently this entry struck a nerve, because I've never seen a response like this for any single call. So, here for you this evening are those responses, in no particular order. And I will add that there's a few other stories sprinkled in here and there. So without further ado, here are those rebuttals. Enjoy.
Hi, Derek. My name is Bri. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. My call is about a guy that called in within the last two episodes of season 13. I couldn't remember through which episode, but he was talking about being able to see his room in detail with his eyes closed when he went to sleep. I'm hoping he's listening. If he is, you're not alone. I've experienced the same thing. Usually mine's a little more traveled, I guess you could say. I've actually gotten a bit of a control over it. But I lay down at night and close my eyes, I relax. And as I'm drifting off, I feel myself almost as if I'm leaving my body. And I'm seeing my room in complete detail. The only thing different was when I experience these, I can actually, I guess, walk around my place of residence in perfect detail down to the last, like, speck of dirt. Yes, I just wanted to call in and so he knew that he wasn't alone. One explanation I can give, it's not really scientific, it's more Wiccan, but in the Wiccan community, it's actually considered astral projection. So you're actually projecting part of yourself outside your body, and you're able to see things that you normally couldn't see with your eyes closed. But anyway, love the show. Been listening for not too long now, but I've been binge listening to it. Keep up the good work. I have another story that I'll call in another time for. Thank you.
Hi, Derek. I just finished season 13, episode 15, your latest installment as of today of the Monsters Among Us podcast. And your secret entry had a man saying that sometimes when he closed his eyes and when he was sleeping, he could see his whole room. And I experienced this too. It's not when I fall asleep, it's when I'm trying to fall asleep. So I will be laying in bed and I will have my eyes closed, and it's like I can see right through them. There's nothing weird about it, other than the fact that this happens. But there's nothing, like, no shadow man, there's no, like, aliens or, like, little trolls running around. No, there's nothing weird about it. It's just I can see that line of my dresser. I can see the outline of where my door is, where my jackets and stuff are hanging up on my door. I can see just pretty much everything. There's the shadowy outline. I keep my room pretty dark at night, so I can just see all the shadowy outlines. And just when he said that, I got chills. It was so weird. I thought maybe it was just something. I didn't think anybody else experienced that. I never said this to anybody. So yeah, it was just interesting. I love the show. Keep it up. Bye.
Hi, Derek. My name is Dakota from the Hoosier State of Indiana. I have a story and a rebuttal. First, let me tell you my story. This takes place in 2006, in my hometown, Flat Rock, where I currently reside. I started my day as normal, got dressed, and ready for school. I went out to the bus stop. I was alone, as usual. It wasn't totally dark. The sky was clear. The sun was coming up. I happened to notice something out of my peripheral. I at first thought maybe it was a helicopter, so I looked away for a few seconds. I looked back, and it was 25 foot above me. It made no noise except for a low humming sound. It was metallic, approximately 10, 11 feet across and maybe 5, 6 foot tall. I observed it. It did not move, only hovered. I looked for a good 20 seconds. Then I had jumped in a bush out of fear. The bush was pretty close to me, but I had stayed there for a good long time, probably 20 minutes. The bus had passed. I was very frightened. I did not want to be abducted, I thought, but now I realize the craft was probably too small for me to fit. It appeared to be a one-man craft. I went back in and I told my mom the story. She didn't believe me, of course. My mother was furious. I also have a rebuttal. Now, the rebuttal is for a man that said he could see through his eyelids. Now, I live close to a cemetery, and the activity I had where I had sleep paralysis like this, it was around the same time I actually saw this craft. That's when it most happened, most. Anyways. I do live next to a cemetery. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it could have. Now, there's three things he could do. I tried praying to Jesus. That worked eventually, but it took the longest to do that. Hyperventilating is very easy, and it wakes you up really fast, probably like 5 seconds. If it's annoying and you want it to go away, just keep hyperventilating. And as I've got older, it slowed down and almost nearly stopped. I don't have it anymore. But I'd like to try it again. Because I attempted to lift up, because you couldn't scream, you couldn't make a noise. I mean, you could make small noises, but they were just inaudible to really anybody else in my home. So it didn't really matter. But if you lift up hard enough with all your strength, I think you can pull out of your body. I don't know if this is your soul or what it is, but it's pretty interesting. Now, I've sat up out of my bed a few times. I've explored my room, but never left my room. because I was scared maybe something would take my body. And I didn't want that to happen. So every time I would just lay back in the spot where my body was on the bed, and usually it would wake me right back up instantly. So if you can manage to get out and lay back down, you will wake back up, or even just lift up just your head. That's what I get out first every time, is my head and my shoulders. Then the rest comes. But when you do this, your vision changes as well. It also looks like maybe another dimension. I can't tell you because I don't know what's going on with that. I just have the ability to do it. When it happens, your vision does change. It strobes kind of like from red to white to usual. Kind of like lightning, but red, white, usual. And strobes back every time. Red, white, usual. Red, white, usual. It's weird. But yeah, I just wanted to help that guy. Hopefully, if it's frustrating to him and he wants it to stop, he can do what I said. And hopefully this is helpful. Thank you. Oh, I love Paranormal Blackout on camera as well. I watched on there before I listened to the podcast. But I love your podcast as well. Thanks for all your good work. See you later.
Hey, Derek. I was a little late to the party, but I was just listening to last week's episode, season 13, episode 15, and the very last entry was a guy asking if anyone else can see their bedroom while they're still asleep, and he seemed pretty weirded out that he could do that, and I kind of just thought everybody could do that, because I definitely can do that. I feel like I've been able to for, I don't know, as long as I can remember, but yeah, I do it pretty much all the time. If I know I'm asleep and it's pitch black in the room, I can see the room. Now, I don't know if that's because I know the layout of my bedroom and maybe I'm just a little bit conscious, maybe like a little bit 10% lucid dreaming, and I can kind of just, I just know where things are, so therefore I can make the mental image and see where they are, or am I actually like looking around and I can't see? You know, I don't really know. But either way, the experience is the same. Being able to see through your eyelids while you're sleeping. But it was kind of funny hearing that guy kind of wig out about it a little bit, because I just assumed everybody could do that. I've never thought anything of it until that one fella brought it up. It's also never like a negative experience for me. I couldn't exactly remember if that guy said he didn't think it was cool or what, but when I can do that, I don't ever see, like, you know, I don't see sleep paralysis entities or aliens or anything like that. But yeah, I can definitely see around the room when I'm asleep. I just kind of thought that was part of the deal. But anyway, yeah, that guy asked if anybody could weigh in on that with their 2 cents, and that was mine. Anyway, thanks for the show. It gets me through my work days a lot quicker. Yeah, have a good day.
Hey, Derek, I was calling in response to your most recent episode. I believe it's season 13, episode 15. It was the bonus entry. I missed his name, but there was a man who said that he can see through his eyelids when he sleeps. I've had this happen multiple times, not nearly as frequently as what he made it seem it happens to him, but I have a very strong case of sleep paralysis. It's almost a nightly occurrence, and it's ranged from, you know, full-blown hallucinations just to simply feeling forces to being stuck. And I believe that seeing through your eyelids is something that goes along with that. I don't know for sure, but there have been multiple nights where I'll go to sleep, everything will be fine, and I will scroll on my phone in my sleep for hours at a time, just looking at Twitter, watching videos, something like that. It's almost as if it was a dream, but it's like he said, it's crystal clear. Nothing is amiss in a room where you realize later, like you would with a dream, nothing's out of place. And then eventually I put the phone down and my subconscious goes to sleep as well, I guess. This has happened to me multiple times. Sometimes it's, you know, laying awake and listening to the TV, because my wife and I go to sleep with the TV on. Sometimes it's just, you know, relaxing. But I've had the exact same experience as him at least, I would say, a dozen times in my life. I attribute it to sleep paralysis. That's something that I've thought about with your guys' show. A lot of times people say, you know, they know it isn't sleep paralysis because they were moving or something like that. I've found that sleep paralysis can bleed over into your awakened state, even if you're not paralyzed anymore. The hallucinations and things like that can continue on once you've, you know, come to fully, at least for a shortened amount of time. And I attribute a lot of the stories to that. But yeah, so just to make him feel a little bit better, he knows that somebody else has experienced it. My name's Jesse, by the way, and I'm from Ohio, so he's not alone. All right, thanks. Bye.
Hi, Derek. My name is Stephanie. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm calling as a response to the bonus story from season 13, episode 15. A man was explaining that he can see his room through his eyelids when he's laying in bed at night trying to go to sleep. And this happens to me too. It's exactly how he described it. I can move my eyes around behind my eyelids. My eyes are closed, and I can see my whole room in perfect detail, just like as if my eyes were open. I swear, if somebody held a book up in front of me, I could read it. I don't know what this is. It's never scared me. It's happened to me my whole life. But it definitely happened to me more when I was younger. Yeah, I was just really excited to hear that it happens to other people too. Much like the other caller, I've never really talked about it to anybody else. So yeah, it's good to know I'm not the only one. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for all your hard work. I love the show, and have a good day. Bye.
Hi, Derek, and hi to anybody else who hears this. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Massachusetts. I wanted to respond to a call from the end of the Season 13, Episode 15 episode. Now, I don't think the caller gave his name or location, but basically he was talking about how he, when he's asleep, sometimes he can see through his eyelids. And this actually reminded me of something, a story from when I was young. I have three older sisters. So back in the 80s, I was a kid and, you know, they would rent a movie or something. And I got exposed to a lot of movies that I probably shouldn't have been watching at such a young age. So I have this memory of watching some horror movie. I think it was one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets with my sisters. And, you know, a scary part came on and I closed my eyes and I could still see Freddy through my eyelids. And I like turned my head away and covered up my eyes with my hands and I could still see the TV screen clearly. And I remember at the time when this happened, I was also thinking to myself like, oh no, this happens all the time when I'm trying to watch a scary movie and look away. I can always see through my eyelids. Now that I am an adult, I look back on this and I think it's most likely just a dream that I had. Cause again, it was, I was staying up late at night with my sisters and probably drifting off to sleep with the movie and, you know, probably having a nightmare inspired by the movie. And I've had all sorts of weird dream hypnagogic hallucinations, hypnopompic hallucinations, and, you know, not being able to tell whether or not I'm asleep or awake in my dreams and stuff like that. So it's most likely something like that, that I just couldn't tell if it was a memory or a dream when I was a kid. And I later repeated it to a friend or two. And I even had one or two who were like, oh yeah, that happened to me too. I remember that. So yeah, most likely just a dream for me. But, you know, on the off chance that there's other people out there with similar experiences and, you know, get some comfort out of knowing they're not the only ones, wanted to call it in. Thanks again, and have a good one. Bye.
Hey, Derek. This is Rob calling from Texas. I'm calling about the guy who left the post-credit story on this latest episode, which is June 23rd. Just got done listening to it. He said he would dream and see through his eyelids into the room where he was sleeping. So I had a similar experience to that. And I think what's happening is that he is actually sleeping with his eyes open. And I know that sounds weird, but when I was in my 20s, which was about 20 years ago or so, I had diabetes and I didn't know it. So my blood sugar was very high, like 8 to 10 times higher than normal at any given time. And it causes a person to become extremely dehydrated. And I was sleeping with my eyes open. I was completely unaware of this, but some friends told me that I was doing it, and it freaked them out. I was fell asleep on a couch, and they just saw me there just with my eyes open, staring blankly into space. So it's pretty creepy. But to this individual, I would say, you know, you may be extremely dehydrated, and then your eyes just don't stay shut when you're sleeping. And it could indicate a serious medical problem. So I got on insulin, I got healthy, and that never stopped happening. Yeah, man, I heard him say that, and I was like, yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. So anyway, love the show. See ya.
Hi, Derek. This is JV. I'm calling with my theory about the call at the end of the recent ep about a guy seeing through his eyelids. I think that is a phenomenon that kind of happens in the same vein as sleep paralysis. You know your bedroom so well, you can just see it in your mind when you close your eyes. I'd like to know if this person has done any tests with, you know, a friend holding up some fingers, if they can see him moving around the room when they're asleep or anything like that. But overall, I think it's more of a, you know what your room looks like, your brain knows what your room looks like, you're just thinking about it without trying to think about it. Just wanted to mention that, you know, sleep paralysis doesn't actually have to be scary. I know there's it's a bad rap, but sometimes it can really just be staring at a wall or your ceiling. I have a lot of really boring sleep paralysis, or sleep paralysis where I'm just flung around the room until I wake up and not really doing anything. Not even very fun. It's like a really boring roller coaster. Sometimes dreams are just dreams. Sometimes seeing through your eyelids is just just thinking about your ceiling or whatever it is you're looking at. Because we have, you know, a spatial awareness of around ourselves. And you can kind of get into that in your dreams with the, you know, there's lucid dreaming and all of that. So hopefully, I don't know if that explanation is going to be satisfactory to anybody, but wanted to put my two cents in. Thanks for your show. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Montana from LA. I just finished listening to season 13, episode 15, The Very Last Story. And the guy was talking about being able to see through his eyelids while they're closed. And that, I was actually at work and I was kind of focusing on work, but that story in particular caught my attention. And I was like, wait, no way. I do the same thing. And I was like, that's really silly though, because I always just figured, you know, I'm so used to looking at my bedroom or whatever room I might be in, but it does happen in rooms where I'm not frequently there. But if I close my eyes, it's like the furniture outlines and everything still vibrates as if I was seeing it. So I just assumed, you know, it's just a normal thing your brain does. But then I'll wake up from sleep, or I'll think that I've woken up, but my eyes are closed, and I can still kind of like see the vibrational outline of everything. And when I move around, you would think if it was just the light or my memory, those things would just move with my vision. But instead, I'm seeing the whole room, and there's nothing there, but it's like no creepy creatures, thankfully. But it's really strange, and I just thought it was something silly, and I wouldn't have normally called it in, but he sounded like he was really interested in hearing someone else have that experience. So I do have that experience. Eventually, I just started to think it was like energy and perception and intuition, because it only happens sometimes as I tap into it, and it's also kind of useless. So I don't know, but I'm happy he called it in. And yeah, I think it's just like sensing things that are around you and their energetic imprint, maybe. And we don't realize that we retain that. And potentially in sleep, we have our guard down. So we're more open to seeing that our brain does that. I don't know. Anyway, that's my hypothesis. But thanks for the show, Derek. Love it.
Hi, this is Zach from Pennsylvania. I'm calling in regards to just listen to an episode. There was a gentleman who said that every time he was going to sleep, he could see through his eyelids. It hasn't happened to me in a very long time, but that used to happen to me a lot, but it used to be a little bit worse. I would close my eyes and I could see the whole room around me every little bit. And I would get up and I would turn the light on, I would turn the light off, and it, you know, it was like, oh, maybe I was dreaming, maybe, you know, it wasn't, you know, something that happened. But I would lay back down, close my eyes, and I could see the whole room again. It's through my eyelids. And not very long after it starts, I would just get this feeling of dread, like, over top of me. And I would see these kind of wispy things floating around over top of my bed. And I'd get terrified, and I would get up, and I would turn the light on again. And nothing floating in the room, nothing, you know, doesn't seem to be any, like, shadows or anything that should cast, like, an extra shadow. This happened multiple times. And, like, it would always proceed, like, the same way. I would try to get up and, like, convince myself that I'm not dreaming. And then these foggy, very indistinct. It wasn't like there was really any shape to them. They were just kind of like these floating clouds that would, like, float across the room. And one night, it felt like something grabbed me. That was the only time it happened. It only happened once with these, whatever they were. And it felt like something grabbed me. And I was 17 years old at that time. And I had ended up going in and asking my parents if I could sleep on their floor in their room. They're like, what the heck happened? To scare him. But yeah, it happened multiple times. It hasn't happened recently. I've had other weird things. I guess I'll call back and talk about them at some point. But it was just very odd. I could see the room like my eyes were open, but I would test. I'd open, close, and I could feel my eyelids moving, but I could see through them every time I closed my eyes. So, I don't know if that sheds any light on anything. Probably just makes it worse, but big fan of the show. Thank you, and hopefully someone else has had this also. I mean, I was very surprised to hear the gentleman speak about this on the show. Perked up my attention real quick. So, thanks.
Now, a huge thanks to tonight's callers. And a big thanks to our OG caller. And while I'm at it, a monumental thanks to you, dear Patreon supporter. Your contribution is invaluable to the existence of this program. And for that, we can't thank you enough. Now, Monsters Among Us Beyond is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes and Addie Lloyd. The music you heard in tonight's production was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you, as always, for the support. Have a great night. Stay safe out there. And above all, keep it spooky.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected
for a hellhole on call.